WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They poke the bear. Don and Mike.
Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto.
Happy f***ing Hanukkah. The Don and Mike Show.
Go straight to the
ghetto. Want the chance to give away some big money here.
How many?
Santa Claus. Our last week of new shows for the year of 2007. It seems like 1997.
Uh-huh. Seems like 1997 was just yesterday.
We got $1,000 right now, just ahead of Buzz's news and comments, for a random caller who can answer a pretty simple question about today's show. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great. What's your name?
Natalie.
Where are you from, Natalie?
I'm from Springfield, Virginia.
Beautiful. You've been listening to the whole show today?
I have.
Are you feeling lucky, Natalie?
I don't know. I've been listening to the whole show. I haven't even left my desk.
This will be very easy then. You're a random caller number 100.
Yay.
And we'll give you $1,000. All you have to do is say what happened that ruined Rob's weekend with his kids.
Oh, shoot. I don't know. Oh.
You don't even want to try a guess?
They were there.
Oh, no, not
boy, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Not good at all.
Sorry, that was an easy one.
Listening to the whole show.
How could you possibly...
Not leaving her desk. That was a big, big part of the opening.
Must have nodded off. Perhaps she was having a BM.
A nice one.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Okay. The answer, of course, was disappointed at the airport. Mm-hmm. With Santa Claus, with the whole thing with the plane not really taking the kids to the North Pole.
We would have accepted People Mover.
Let's try another one. Hello there. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, doing very well. Who's this?
It's Jay.
Jay, have you listened to the whole show today?
I have.
Really?
Yep.
Did you know the answer to the question about Rob?
I didn't hear the question.
I don't know if we can trust that.
And I didn't.
All right, you've been listening to the whole show today.
Yes. I heard the thing in the beginning about Rob. Is this about the Santa flight?
All right, good. He was listening. Then here's another question for you.
What's your question?
What store did Janet and I go to where a gypsy gave us a card and had a Louis Vuitton bag?
Costco.
Costco!
Winner.
Costco is the big winner. $1,000.
Wow, all right. That's awesome. Cool.
$1,000.
Thank you very much.
That's how easy it was. Yeah. We'll try to come up with something a little slicker for tomorrow's show.
Very good.
But hey, why not reward the people that have been listening to the whole show?
I agree.
Show?
And that person obviously has been listening. You knew both the Rob question and the question about where you guys went to the store.
Boy, I feel sorry for that lady. That was an easy one, the Rob one.
But I mean, what surprised me is if she was listening to the whole show and didn't leave her desk, she couldn't have even been in the ballpark with that. I didn't get that. I don't feel that strongly about it.
Her loss, your game, my friend. What's your name again?
My name is Jay.
All right, Jay.
You got some WAVA, four-hour club member.
Beautiful. Love hearing that. Well, Jay, you got $1,000, and we do thank you so much for listening to the show.
That's awesome. Thank you.
That's got to be the $1,000 you ever made.
Yes, that's right.
He's beside himself with excitement.
Gotcha. We'll give away $1,000 every day this week.
$1,000.
Dollars. $1,000. And we will do games and stuff, so it's not always just call in and prove you listen to the whole show.
The game for $1,000.
$1,000.
Dollars. There's nothing like dollars.
$1,000.
Thousands. That's a lot of dollars.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Continuously. Hi.
Hi.
Michael Vick was sentenced today to spend the next 23 months behind bars for the dog fighting and the dog killing. Now, 23 months is more than the federal guidelines recommend, but it's far less than the 5-year minimum.
Now, I was reading about this when it happened. The prosecutors said that they thought 12 to 18 months.
Yeah.
Right. Would be a decent sentence.
Right.
So the judge gave him 23 months. And Buzz, help me fill in the blanks.
All right.
Part of that is because he failed a test for weed.
Uh-huh.
Part of that is because he's not rolled over and given as much information as he said he would.
Yeah. Vic was even chewing gum when he came to court today. And before reporting to prison, he did fail a drug test. And then lied about it to the court. That didn't set well with the judge.
What, today?
He didn't lie today. He lied previous to this. The drug
test. Oh, I thought you were saying, but he came to court today chewing gum?
17 days after the judge ordered him to stay away from drugs, he tested positive for marijuana and then lied about it to another court official.
So he gets, 23 months?
23 months. More than he expected.
And he won't serve all of that, right?
You know, he'll get some time off for good behavior, but it just shows in this world of news cycles mm-hmm. where everybody thinks they know everything right away. Think back even to a couple of weeks ago right. where they were saying when Michael Vick went in voluntarily early
to get on the judge's good
there
side.
Were some scribes and some talking heads that were saying he'll get out with time, serve for good behavior, and be back playing in the NFL next year.
But the thing is, also, if you remember way back when they were talking about the potential, you know, sentences that of 25 years that he could have gotten for this.
Right.
I mean, they were talking about that way back when this news story first broke.
Well, doesn't he still have some charges?
He has Virginia charges he has to deal with.
He does, still estate charges that could add up to the 5 years. The judge today could have sentenced Michael Vick to 5 years. He sentenced him to only 23 months, which was more than Vick expected, but far short of the 5 years because with the state charges, Vic could end up spending 5 years behind bars.
Yeah, I had heard that they sentenced him to more than the average. And I'm like, the average? Is there a really big average for people going around having dogs chomping on each other?
I hadn't heard average. I'd heard the recommended minimum. There are recommended minimum
right.
sentences for cases like this. And this sentence is more than that, but less than what it could have been.
And I think it's what you say, cases like this.
Right.
You know, similar areas of the law.
Doesn't come up a lot. The
right.
judge said today that he's not convinced that Vic has yet totally accepted responsibility for his actions. Vic's lawyer, by the way, says he hopes the 27-year-old star player will be given a second chance when he returns to his life and to football. And by the way, Georgia is now the only state in the union where dogfighting is still legal. There are people there working to change that.
All right.
The talks between the people who write our TV shows and their bosses broke down and broke off Friday night, so
Pixie!
So it now appears that the 07-08 TV season has died on the operating table. The talks might resume after January 1st, but by then it'll be too late to salvage this season.
That's good news for TVO. That's what I'm calling radio now. We're going to change the name.
I like it.
Because it's TV without pictures. Mm-hmm. Being as it's the writer's strike, we're now on TVO.
And everybody on the show, and I mean everybody, including Joe Artinger, get writing. Get writing now.
CBS presents TVO.
I like it.
Not TiVo.
Uh-huh.
Not TV.
Uh-huh.
Not radio. TVO.
Coming in 08, our first sitcom. It's going to be funnier than The King of Queens.
Cool.
Impossible.
Now, not only are the February sweeps out of the question for your favorite dramas and comedies, they won't even be ready by May now. The networks have contingency plans, of course. Fox will do well with American Idol right on schedule, but reality shows will fill up the schedules on all the channels, and with a few exceptions, most of them are just Idol wannabes.
Hey Buzz, you're an aficionado of TV as I am.
Yes.
Aren't you kind of like me, and don't most of you folks listening feel the same way? There's a couple of shows on that you really got to see, but TV, network TV, what uh-huh. we're talking about now, I mean, I watch sports, I watch news, I watch movies.
I watch movies and I watch, like, National right. Geographic, the Learning Channel, that kind of crap that's on there.
I don't watch a lot of stuff that's on the big networks to begin with,
right.
so if there's not going to be another season of Back to You
right.
or Prison Break
we're okay
or,
with that.
Or Jericho.
Do you think this strike is going to do what it did to baseball when they struck baseball?
Yeah.
You know what? This is half a brain working with half a brain, Mike. That's exactly the point that I was going to go to. You know, you get to a point with the baseball strike, casual fans like myself said, I got better stuff to do.
Right.
I mean, and on my TV, I'm not going to say I'm giving up on TV.
No, of course not.
I got a lot more choices besides.
Well, there's so exactly. much programming now. I mean, there's so many different, and not just, you know, the type of programming you see on movie channels, but just the networks that seem to spring up every single day, you know, the new channels that you have, and there's, you know, they're not putting crap on them. You know,
True.
I mean, they're putting some, and this isn't reality programming like The Amazing Race. This is reality programming like, following a homicide detective the first 48 hours, which I find pretty interesting
or
to watch that kind of programming.
Something on the Discovery Channel like, how do they make it?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, I'll watch a show about how an automatic transmission is made.
Sure.
I did.
And the people at the Food Network are high-fiving each other.
God, I'm a loser. I watched that show about how an automatic transmission is made.
Well, that's interesting.
I really did.
Well, at least you didn't see how to make biscuits with Alton Brown, you know, which
I
watched.
I'll bet he makes biscuits.
But those people are high-fiving each other right now because it couldn't come at a better time for them.
I did learn all about ovaries, though.
That's the one I want to see.
But I was watching that reproductive special on the National Geographic channel.
Reproductive special. I can see you just lingering on that. I bet you didn't flip around that much, did you?
Stayed on it, Mike.
Wow.
This is, I think, what will come out of it is people's viewing habits will change. They may come back to network TV for stuff they really like The Office or Boston Legal or House. But for the most part, the rest of network TV kind of sucks, and I think we'll change our viewing habits and won't really miss it that much.
And it will beg the question for all these writers, really, at this point, you have to look at the writers and producers.
Right.
Was it worth it? Was it worth it to have this impasse, to have this incredible? I think, obviously, the producers are saying it, hey, it doesn't matter to us.
And it depends on the producer, but yeah, to some degree. I think both sides, the network certainly, and the writers may regret this day.
Then I would finally ask you, Buzz, when do you think all of your guys, Letterman, Leno, Conan O'Brien, when do they all jump back into it?
I think sometime after mid-January probably, just after the first of the year. I think they're going to have to. They've lost too much audience and they can't afford to lose any more. And all of this is very bad news for new promising shows like Chuck and Pushing Daisies. Despite the promise they've shown in
the
ratings.
Those shows suck. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. They're doing very well in the ratings. They've gathered quite a following.
Up, Chuck.
Considering the short amount of time they've
You know
been
the
on.
Show that you would like, that I really think you would like? I
what
wish
is
you'd
that?
Is Dexter on Showtime.
You would.
That show rocked, and it's I guess Still it's does. Got its finale coming up next week.
Mm-hmm.
Man, oh, man, thank God for that show on Sunday night. That was another go-to show that they had, and I love that show. I really, really do.
So Kiefer Sutherland picked a good time to go to jail. We'll tell you what his jail life is like when we continue.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I will not let you rape me.
Skidmark time. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
When I was a little boy.
There is a vulgar element involved with the Don and Mike Show.
Save the Buzz brought to you by Mervis Diamond Importers at eDiamonds.com. Find a little brilliance with a pair of diamond stud earrings from eDiamond.com. That's www.e-diamonds.com. Call 1-800-HER-LOVE. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How are you anyway?
I'm great. Kiefer Sutherland, not so much. He picked a good time to go to jail, though, and there he...
Shut up!
He's apparently being treated just like any other prisoner.
Shut up, stupid!
Except that he gets to shower alone. Officials at the Glendale City Jail...
Showering alone got the drum roll.
Apparently so.
That's it. Whenever I mention showering alone, it always gets to that.
Retro Friday Groaner.
Oh, no.
I hope you can live with that.
Showering alone.
Officials of the Glendale City Jail.
But these are extraordinary circumstances.
The officials of the jail say Kiefer's obviously not happy about,
there's no lawyer.
About being there.
It's just you and me.
But they say he's cooperating and carrying out his duties, working in the laundry and delivering meals.
I don't believe this.
I know. It's 24 times 2 for Jack Bauer.
I'm tired of putting my ass on the line for nothing.
You're just serving
I'm
dinner.
I'm done putting my ass on the line for nothing.
A little laundry.
He's not happy to be there, Buzz.
Clearly.
Try to shoot me. I will have to shoot you back, and I promise I won't miss.
You don't even have a gun, Keith.
You do this job long enough, you're going to have to make choices. And you don't know you've made the right one until the whole scenario plays itself out.
Well, you don't have a gun, but you could get your hands on maybe a towel.
We don't know. We just don't. What are you talking about?
Retro.
You probably don't think that I could force this towel down your throat.
You're in the laundry.
But trust me, I can. All the way. Except I hold on to this one little bit at the end. When your stomach starts to digest it, I pull it out, taking your stomach lining with it. Most people, they take about a week to die. It's very painful.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
What time is it?
It's Obama time.
Yeah, baby.
Stay where you are. Everything's going to be fine.
It's 24 times 2 for Jack Bauer. He's doing 48 days for DUI and...
I don't believe this.
...for violating probation on a...
You should have let me kill him when I had the chance.
...on a previous DUI.
Did you get that?
He's bitter at fans for taking the pictures that put him behind bars.
There's no lawyer. There's just you and me.
And Daniel Baldwin...
You cannot have a normal life and do this job at the same time.
So that's what got him locked up, that he had people take pictures?
He made a U-turn after he was leaving a Fox ceremony,
right.
Remember? And some fans were out front. They took a picture on a camera cell phone, and he's commented about that. He said, my fans have screwed me. And he says, no more autographs because of that.
Okay.
And Daniel Baldwin's wanted again. He didn't post Friday in a Los Angeles courtroom for a progress report on his drug rehabilitation. He's also missed some AA meetings. Daniel's reportedly in Canada shooting a movie, even though he wasn't supposed to leave the country.
Come on, Danny.
Well, there were more deadly shootings.
He's like the Eli Manning, isn't he? Of the Baldwins.
Yeah, he truly is. He's the one Baldwin.
No matter what he can do,
yeah.
Peyton is always going to be Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, but the other brothers are able to deal with the fact that Peyton is the big guy. Daniel seems to have more trouble.
Having trouble coping.
But he's a fan of this show.
Hi, Daniel.
Daniel Baldwin, that's right, one of the few... Let's use that word loosely, celebrities.
Yes.
That's ever called in to say, hey, I'm listening, I dig the show.
Hey, I like the show, guys. Where's my crystal meth?
There were more deadly shootings in the U.S. yesterday, both of them at church buildings in Colorado. Shootings occurred about 70 miles from each other and about 12 hours apart with different weapons, but the same shooter. We now know it's 20-year-old Matthew Murray. The first shooting was at a missionary training center in Arvada, just outside of Denver. There, the 24-year-old male fired a handgun when he was told he couldn't spend the night at that location. That was at 12:30. Two people were killed. The shooter got away. Then at 1 p.m. on Sunday, a man with a rifle walked into the New Life Church in Colorado Springs and started firing. Two people were killed and four others wounded before a security guard shot and killed our shooter. We don't yet know why smoke bombs were found on the church grounds. The feds have joined in the investigation. By the way, the New Life Church was in the news last year when its founder, Ted Haggard, was fired after being outed by a male prostitute.
So the thing that was curious about this church has an armed security guard on the premises?
Not a sermon, just a thought.
Right. I thought that was great. The security guard, prevented a lot of other people from being killed.
Absolutely, being claimed a hero and a lifesaver today.
Praise God.
Speak for yourself, Mike. I know I share your sentiments, and I know Rob does.
Yes.
However, there's someone on the other side of the room. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd find God if I was in a foxhole with you, Buzz.
Amen.
We just point out it happened at church.
That's right.
But let me just take this moment.
Seriously, kudos to that security guard.
Of course.
Let's take a moment to spotlight a true American hero.
I don't know if too many people gave us a shot to be at this, at this position.
I'd be in a foxhole with this man.
It says a lot about this team. I'm feeling good about my decision to come back, obviously.
Not even mentioned today. They're 11-2, everybody.
This is BF.
Of course it's BF.
It sure makes it look like the right decision, but...
BFF, Brett Favre forever.
Mm-hmm. It's where I say this every week, is where we go from here. But
Brett Favre dominates.
I had a lot of confidence in his team.
BFD.
Or I wouldn't have said that this is the most talented team I've ever played on. But
that's all right. I call Yaz a fag.
Brett Favre delivers.
And at Disney...
BFD, I get jokes, Mike.
It's funny. At Disney World in Florida...
We, at times, put it together and we see what we can do. We are inexperienced at times.
I love you in a way, Brett, that Jim Nance does not love Tom Brady. Mm.
Brett Favre, destroyer.
I get it. BFD.
BFD.
Okay. Funny.
Clever.
Funny. Like big effing deal.
Exactly.
Big flipping deal.
Flipping.
At Florida's Disney World, a 63-year-old woman's been arrested for bringing a semi-automatic pistol into the park.
Where?
Disney World in Florida.
Oh. Disney World.
Hello.
Guards found the gun in her purse at the gate while they were admitting her and her family. It was a .32-caliber Beretta loaded with 7 live rounds. The chamber itself was empty. She also had a switchblade in her purse, this 63-year-old woman. Marianne Richardson of Nicholson, Pennsylvania, says she carries the weapons with her at all times and had forgotten they were still in her purse.
I want to go on the teacup!
Unfortunately, Marianne doesn't have a permit to carry a concealed weapon, so that's the criminal charge.
She ought to go to Edelman's in New York City. They get permits for every business.
The president gets a surprise phone
call. You can tell when Mike is reading the New York Post during the show.
Daily News, Don. Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
Edelman's.
A good paper.
Edelman's will get you your security permits.
Mike is such an old man. He's sitting there reading the paper, doing things. He's licking his finger. He's tearing to the page, and he says to me, I tell you what, you need a gun. Get your ass to New York City, my friend.
Business carry permits guaranteed. Don't let your business be next. Personal, four free ranges, armed guards. Call us 24/7. The original since 65. Protect yourself. Edelman's Pistol Permit Services.
And I thought that they made that wonderful coffee cake.
That's
Entenmann's.
Entenmann's.
The president gets a surprise phone call when we continue.
What?
What was that?
A surprise phone call for the president.
What was that? I heard Entenmann's and I went the clunt.
Surprise phone call from the president?
That's right.
Oy vey.
Fancy digs you got here.
There he is.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They haven't killed anybody. Yet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I don't want to forget this either.
Happy f***ing Hanukkah. The Don and Mike Show.
What are you doing?
I'm showing you the pocket. It's got the special pocket just for my cell phone. Did you see it labeled?
You got a... Inside your jacket, there's a pocket that says, what, cell phone?
It's not a picture. It's a picture of a cell phone.
Oh. Shows me where to put it. No, like a puzzle.
See?
Well, that's excellent.
Well,
isn't that great?
Isn't that nice, Mongo?
Isn't that great? It's a little picture. It's got the where I put my cell phone.
Mongoloid.
You should see the picture on his toilet.
Go here. Uh-huh. It's just a picture of a butt with little things coming out.
That's right.
Hey, guys, Jim Nance.
Hey, Jim.
Tom, I'll draw you a picture where to go.
Yes, you will. Yeah, baby.
God, I just heard that thing. Did you put that on the website?
I did.
That's what we were hearing in the background, Mike. We kept hearing over and over again from the back room.
This.
There. I guess you put that as how sad that is. That's the best moment of today's show.
Oh, I think that is a delight.
This. Hello, friend.
All I heard was us retooling on Jim Nance and Tom Brady over and over during the commercial. It was Rob downloading the thing to the internet.
That is top-notch comedy.
Acting crazy now, ain't they?
Sure is.
Right. Hi. Buzz?
Yes.
Hi there.
Hi. If you could call President Bush's super secret White House telephone number, what would you say? A 16-year-old high
school... I would say, number one fan, you're doing a super job.
Number one fan.
That's
number
what I'd say. Fan. A 16-year-old high school student...
Love the Jim Nance bit. Number one fan.
Number one fan. Gotta run.
Number one fan.
16-year-old high school student in Iceland says he's had that number since he was 11 or 12. He says he
love the weapons of mass destruction. Number one fan.
Number one fan.
Gotta run.
Love all the mistakes you make during speeches where you screw them up. Number one fan.
Axis of evil. He says he doesn't remember who gave him the phone number. Anyway, last week this boy decided to give Bush a call. He pretended he was the president of Iceland. Quoting the boy, I just wanted to have a chat, invite him to Iceland, and see what he'd say. The president didn't answer the phone, of course. White House staffers did, and they began quizzing the caller about things only the president of Iceland would know, like his birthday, which the boy had no trouble finding on Wikipedia. Bush's secretary told the boy the president would call him back, but instead, men in black showed up at the boy's house and took him away for
George
hours.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
And hours of questioning.
I'm an Icelandic cowboy.
Well, finally convinced that he doesn't remember where he got the number, authorities released the boy back to his parents.
A boy needs a toy at Christmas.
A boy.
Finally, many hookers are probably smarter than we are. In South Africa, one in five prostitutes has a college degree.
That bitch!
Prostitution doesn't just attract poor women, it attracts not-so-poor women who want
to
make more money.
But you're not supposed to spank it.
Even more than they can with their college
degree. But you're not supposed to spank it.
I'm horny, you're horny. Come on, let's go do it.
But you're not supposed to spank it.
And our prayers go out tonight to the nun who's principal at a Catholic school in Grosse Pointe, Michigan. Sister Kathy spoke at a recent mass for 5th to 8th graders. She announced a new zero-tolerance policy for cursing. And then, from the altar, She read the entire list of banned words and phrases.
Hot. That's hot, man.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No.
Well, on that happy note, we're out of here. We got to go. Does your jacket have a pocket that says, Dopey Guy Pretends to Play Air Guitar?
He's playing the little air guitar. Great little song.
Who plays
Don't know
air,
who it is.
Who plays air guitar to the Spinners?
There even a well. There's a guitar in there.
Sure.
Beep, beep.
You know. All right, we gotta go.
Okay.
We gotta make it bleed like Brady.
Dark out.
We'll see you tomorrow for the new episode. Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Ed,
Don, Mike, when you say go, I will drop the jelly beans into the shot glass.
Not the licorice.
No, one at a time.
Watch out, baby. My love.
I love you, Tom.
Tomorrow's promise of no one, Tom. That's why I must have you tonight.
So long.
This is the Don and Mike Show.